Okay, today's daf Yud Dalet. So let's take it to the bottom of Yud Gimel Mabez, the Mishnah at the beginning of the new parak, the third parak. The Mishnah says as follows. And this parak is all about Hilchos Avelos. So the Mishnah says, Ve'elu Megalchen B'mori, the following people are able to shave on Chol Hamoed itself. Hababa Medinas Hayam, a person who's returning from overseas and happens to return during Chol Hamoed, where he didn't have a chance to shave before Yom Tov. Or Mabez HaShivya, a person was who had been redeemed, had held in captivity, and he's finally been redeemed now. And then a person, Vayotim Vesa Asurim, a person who's been freed from jail on Chol Hamoed, Vamanuda Shetilo Chachamim, a person who's in Nidui, in excommunication, and Chachamim permitted him Dafka during Chol Hamoed. So these are all examples of individuals who could shave during Chol Hamoed. Vechein Misha Nishal Chacham, Huta, a person that took a particular nether that he couldn't shave, and then it was permitted to him on Chol Hamoed, he could also shave. Vanazir Vamitzor Vamitumasa Latarasa, Vanazir Vamitzor happened to be, to leave their state of Tumah to Tara on Chol Hamoed, they could also shave as well. The elu mechabes and b'mori, the following people could to launder their clothing on Chol Hamoed. Haba mebidres hayam, a person who comes from overseas, the same exact list. Mebeis hashivya hayotzim beis hasurim u'menuda v'shetir lo chachamim v'chein mi shenishal lo chacham ve'lo chacham v'hutar. So these are all examples of people who are allowed to do laundry as well. The Mishnah adds a whole other list of things that can be laundered on Chol Hamoed as well. Mitpachos hayadayim, if you have some rags used for hands, or mitpachos hasaparim, or what the barbers would use to cover up the shoulders when they cut the hair. The question, of course, becomes, you can't give haircuts typically on Chol Hamoed, why would it get so dirty? But either way, if it got so busy because so many people returned from overseas and from the jail, let's say, so the those cloths got dirty, you could wash these on Chol Hamoed as well. Umitpechos haspag, which are used for washing the bathhouse, like towels. Hazavim, hazavos, hanidos, hayoldos. These individuals who are oftentimes dirty their clothing, they could also launder their clothing. Vichol haolin mituma latara, anybody else who left the state of Tuma to the state of Tara, they could also wash their clothing as well during these Shivanakim of Tara. Hare Elu Mutarn, all these people are mutter to wash their clothing. Ushar Kol Adam Asur, and everybody else would be Asur to wash their clothing. So the Tumas Hadeshin adds one more person on this list who's allowed to actually shave the hair, and that's a person who went off the derech and was chozer b'tshuva. He says the practice had been that Bali Tshuva would shave their hair. That's brought down by Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan, Parshat Bahaloscha. That's why Levim shaved their hairs, because it was like a part that they were supposed to be the Bechor. They lost the Bechor, so it was taken away from them. So he says that they had to shave as a type of tshuva. So to anyone else who was supposed to be doing the, anyone else was supposed to do, who's chozer b'tshuva, should shave the hair as well. So if a person who's chozer b'tshuva, dafka on Chol Hamoed, he adds, could also shave their hair. So now the Gemara says, shar kol adam, my time asum. So what's the reason why a standard person cannot shave the hair on Chol Hamoed? So the Gemara tells us, we saw this in Maseches Tainis already, Kiditzan, the Mishnah tells us, Anshei Mishmar, Vanshei Maimid, people who would gather together for the Mishmaros and Mamados for every single day of the Karbanos, Asurin Lesaper L'chabes B'chamishi, they're not allowed, they're not allowed to shave the hair or do laundry during the week of the Mishmar and the Maimid. However, B'chamishi, on the Thursday, Mutarn Bipnei Kavod Shabbos, they're allowed to shave and wash clothing on Thursday in preparation for Shabbos to come. Vamar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Elazar, my time, what's the reason why they can't shave on the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Kadei Shlo Yichantzu L'Mishmarasan K'shem Menuvam. They felt that if they were allowed to shave during the week, they may not shave before they begin the Mishmar. They'll shave on Monday or Tuesday, and when they begin the Mishmar on Shabbos, they're going to look disrespectful. So in order to ensure that they shave before the Mishmar begins, we can't shave during the Mishmar. This way, they shave before the Mishmar. So here as well, Hachanami, Kadei Shlichnesu, the Regel, Kishen Menuvam. They felt that if there was if one was able to shave during Chol Hamoed, they say, you know what, we're very busy before Yom Tov, we're preparing for Yom Tov, I'll shave first day Chol Hamoed, and they're going to come into Yom Tov looking like a mess. So therefore, they asked shaving during Chol Hamoed. This way, they were ensured to shave before Yom Tov begins. That's the din, that's what the Gemara says. So now, the number of different questions arise here. So some say, what's the reason why, let's go with this one. The Rabbeinu Tam first says, it's Das Yachid. He holds, Rabbeinu Tam holds, that the din is that a person shaves before Yom Tov, then he would be able to shave on Chol Hamoed itself, because this would not be relevant anymore since he already accomplished what he needs to accomplish by shaving before Yom Tov. However, all the Rishonim argue in Rabbeinu Tam and say, even if one did shave before Yom Tov, the Isser still remains that one is not allowed to shave during Yom Tov itself. Now, other questions they ask of why, if it's true and during the Anshei Maimed, which seems to be the model for this, so you should have a heter to shave on Thursday of Chol Moed before Shabbos, or on Erev Yom Tov Sheni, you should be able to shave as well. So some actually say you'd be allowed to, but all of Yishom argue and say, no, the Gezerah had been for the entire Chol Moed that one's not allowed to shave, because let's say it happens to be Thursday, let's say Yom Tov is Wednesday. So then what would happen to me? I could shave on Thursday. So I won't shave on Tuesday, Erev Yom Tov, since I know there's a heter to shave on Thursday. So they asked shaving during the entire week of Chol Moed. So now the Gemara says, Boy Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir asks the following shayla. Of the low Aveda Erev HaRegel. So what happens if a person lost an Aveda Erev HaRegel? Which means he's busy running around Erev Yom Tov looking for his Aveda, and he doesn't have time to shave. Is there a heter for him to shave on Chol Moed itself, because he did not have a chance Erev Yom Tov? Do we say Kevin the Anus, since he was Anus, he had to find his Aveda, and therefore there's a heter Mutter? This would be another exception. Or maybe since someone who saw this guy and he shaved on Chol Moed, no one knows why he had the heter, and it would be an issue of Maris Ayin, and therefore we'd say it'd be Aser, even though he was Ones, we Asered it across the board. So Amar Bai says, Yomru Klasarikin Asurina Shrike Baitus Mutar. This talking about a completely different context here. It's talking about the braiding the matzahs and making different shapes of matzahs on Pesach. So the din is you're not allowed to make special shapes of matzah, because the concern is it takes time to prepare it, and when you prepare the dough into a shape, it might turn to chametz. That's also to make shaped matzah. So now, however, the Siriki Baitis, the bakers of Baitis, had the special pans that didn't require time to shape them. You just put them in the pan, and it baked in a certain shape. So they should be allowed to, because the concern of it taking time is in there. So Gemara says, no, are we going to say every baker is usher to make matzah like this, but the bakers of Baitis are mutter? No, we say lo plug across the board that it's usher to make shaped matzahs. So here as well, we're going to say it's usher across the board for anybody to shave during Chol Moed, even if he's Ones and he's looking for Zaveda, across the board it's going to be usher. So Gemara then says, if that's the case, it's usher across the board for anyone to shave and do laundry, even if they were Ones, ulatameich. Ha damer Rabbi Asi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, komish ein lo ela chalak echad mutal chapso b'chal shemarid. But there's a special head that Rabbi Yochanan adds, everything in the Mishnah, the reason why he could shave those listening to the Mishnah, because everybody knows that guy was in jail, that guy was in captivity, that guy was overseas, everyone knows, there's no chashash. But when the guy, no one knows that this guy lost the Veda, there's a chashash in Mar's Ayin. So now the Gemara says, well, wait, so there's no heter of the guy who lost his Aveda. But how come Rabbi Yochanan says there's a heter of a person who lost, who only has one item of clothing to wear, he doesn't have a second pair, he's allowed to launder during Chol Moed? Why is he allowed? Nobody knows. It shouldn't we say it should be a low plug and it should be also for him to launder his clothing as well? Gemara says, no. Hasam there, Nami, this part of the question. We should also say, Yomu Kolasarikin Asurin, Srike Baitis Mutarin, here as well. Everyone is Asur, but the guy with Chalk Echad is Mutar. Nobody knows. It should be Asur across the board. Why is there a heter for him? And so the Gemara answers, Ha'itmar La Amar Mar by Rav Ashi, Ezoro Mochiachalava. His belt is going to be clear. In other words, the way it worked was he had like a shirt and then like a robe on top of it. When this guy is going down to the river to wash his shirt, he's taking his shirt off. He's pretty much naked. So he got like a little robe over with a belt, and everyone knows he's missing his shirt underneath it. And therefore, everyone who sees him laundering his clothing knows that this guy has a chalk echad, and therefore it's allowed. As opposed to the guy who lost the Aveda, nobody knew that he lost his Aveda Erev Yom Tov, and that he was busy Erev Yom Tov. So for that reason, it's not Mucha Chamilsa. For him, it's Aser. The guy who lost the Aveda is Aser, but the guy with a Chalak Echad is Mutter, because of Mochiach Milsa, that he has a special exception. So Gemara then says, Rav Ashi, Masahi taught as follows. Bai Rebel Zera, Aome Uman, Shavdullah Aveda Erev Rega Mau. A worker who lost his object Erev Rega, what would the din be for him? Do we say Kevin de Umanu Muchachamel? So since he's a worker, everybody knows that it's that he lost an item. In other words, Rashi writes Uman, Kagon Sapar, a barber. Shakol Barn Etzel Erregel. Everyone comes to the barber shop to get haircuts Erregel. Rowan Shavdulave, then everyone sees he lost his Aveda. He's busy. He's not in the barber shop. The Anasuv, Ainu Yachal Lasapar Atma, he can't even cut his own hair. That everyone knows, it's clear. It's Muchachamilsa that he was busy Erev Yom Tov. Everybody knows, but from his profession, that he lost his Aveda, so he should have a heter. Of Dilma came into Muchachamilsa Kianach, since it's not as clear, as public, as the guy who came from overseas, or the guy who was in jail, it's not as public, maybe there should not be a heter. Lo, Teku, he ends off with a Teku. He does not have an answer for the case of the Uman Sha'avdullah Aveda. So then the Gemara says, Mibidinas Hayam, a guy who came from overseas, so he's allowed to get a haircut and do laundry. So Masnisin, Dilo Ku Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Sani, the Raisa says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haba Mibidinas Hayam, Lo Yigalech Mipnei Sheyetzah Shelo Bershus. A person who came from overseas is not allowed to get a haircut because he left without permission. So this Rabbi Yehuda who says such an individual may not get a haircut, well, our Mishnah says he may get a haircut. So Amar Rava, Rava qualifies the machlokas between the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda as follows. Rava says, Amar Rava, Lashud Divyakol Aser. If Lashud, if he's going for, you know, for a vacation to go see the world, which is a very, very nice thing to do, but that's not Bershus. That's not a heter to return back during Chol HaMoed. Such an individual, everyone agrees, both Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham hold, it's Aser for him to shave on Chol HaMoed. The Mizonos, if he's going to get food, he can't feed his family, so he needs the food. That's a requirement, that's a chiva, that divya kol mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda will allow such an individual who returns back on Chol HaMoed to shave his hair, again, if his initial trip was to get food for his family. Lo nechlaku ela laharvach. The only debate between our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda is they're trying to make surplus, make more money. They have enough money to serve the family, to take care of the family. They're looking for some surplus. That is the machlokas between Mishnah, our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda. Mar medam milei kilat lashut. Rabbi Yehuda holds that harvacha is like lashut. It's extra. It's luxury. You don't need it, and therefore it's considered shelo bershus. And one who returned from such a trip on Chol HaMoed would be usher to shave his hair. But Mar, our Mishnah holds medamilei kimizonos is important for a person to have a savings, to have surplus, and therefore that's considered kimizonos, and that's considered bershus, and one may shave his hair during Chol HaMoed according to the opinion of the Chachamim. So that's a machlokas, again, this category, this middle category of a harvach. So the Gemara then asks the following question, Meisivei. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi holds Nirin, it's a little confusing here, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda kishiyata shelo bershus. Rabbi thinks that Rabbi Yehuda is correct when one leaves it without rishus, that's asa to shave. And he thinks, Divya Chachamim are correct, kishiyata bishus, when one leaves with permission, then you can get a haircut. So what is it, rishus? What's shalav rishus? My shalav rishus, ilema, lashed a person who goes with shalav rishus to go to travel for luxury, to see the world, v'hamras divya kol asr. Everybody holds, it's asr, if you want to nishi lashed. It's not a machokas or behuda chachamim, who's right? Vela, it must be limizonos, when he went to get food for his family. Well, we said that's also not a machalkis, v'hamras, divrekol mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda will allow you to shave. So what's the case where Rabbi Yehuda seems more correct than Rabbi Chachamim? In a case of shelo bershus, that must be ela pshita l'ravacha, that when he's going to add to his savings, that's where it's considered shelo bershus, and Rabbi Yehuda seems to be more correct that you cannot shave from returning such a trip. However, that same category, Eima Seifa, look at the Seifa. When he holds Nirin Divrei Chachamim, what's that case? Eima Seifa, Nirin Divrei Chachamim, Kishiyatu Bershus. I think Rebbe holds that Chachamim are correct when one leaves Birshus. What is that case? My Birshus. Ilem, if that means Limizonas, when he's trying to get food for his family, Ha'amas Divrei Kol Mutter. Everybody agrees, not only Chachamim, but even Rabbi Yehuda agree you're allowed to shave when returning from such a trip. El Arbacha must be when you're trying to add to your savings. Well, Ha'amas, doesn't it say Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda? That case we just said, the Reisha, Rebbe holds, he thinks Rabbi Yehuda is correct in the case of Harvacha. So it's a little confusing. It seems to be the opposite approaches to the same exact case. So Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar. This is what really Rabbi Yehuda means to say. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda lirabbanim. Rabbi Yehuda is what Rabbanim agree to Rabbi Yehuda, in other words. Kishiyata shelo bershus. When one leaves shelo bershus, which is a case of lashut, that even Rabbi Yehuda is agreed, or even Rabbanim agree to Rabbi Yehuda, that's aser to shave. Umaynu lashut, that's a case of lashut. She'afilu chachamim lo nechaku alav elal harvacha. Chachamim only argue by the case of harvacha. Aval lashut modile, they agree that it's aser. And the flip side, Nirin divrei Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda. The opinion Rabbanan are agreed to by Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter, when kishiyatza brishus, when one leaves with permission. What's that case? My new, the Mizonos, when they're trying to find food for the family, everyone agrees you can shave when returning from such a trip. She'afilu Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlek olem elo larvacha. They only argue about the case of it trying to build up your savings. About the Mizonos, to try to just feed your family, the basic needs. Modelahu, even Rabbi Yehuda agree to Chachamim that such a case will be mutter to shave when returning from such a trip. Fine. So now the Gemara says further at the bottom. Exactly. Just a confusing way to say the same thing. So now the Gemara says last six lines of the Amud here, Amar Shmuel. Katan shenoha nolam b'moed, mutter legalech b'moed. A newborn that's born in Chol HaMoed, one's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Shein lecha beis asurin gadol mizeh. So there's no greater person stuck in jail than a child who was in his mother's womb who couldn't get a haircut before Yantav. It's finally brought into the world on Chol Moed. If it happens to be a long hair that's disturbing the child, again, it's an unlikely case, but there's a long hair that's bothering him, says Rashi, you could shave that hair on Chol Moed. That's like a case of Beis Asur. So now the Gemara is Medayik. So that implies B'moed in Mekarlo. The heter is only true if the baby was born on Chol Moed. But let's say the baby is born before Yontif, and you didn't shave the hair, and now Chol Moed, you discover that there's a hair bothering the child, one would not be able to cut that hair off on Chol Moed. So Gemara says, if that's really the case now, we ask the following question. It's a bit of confusing, but a bit of an extension here. We're going to take this from Chol Moed halachas to Hilchos Avot. So the Gemara makes the following equation. Meisiv Reb Pinchas. All those who have a heter to shave on Chol Moed, if they're in the same situation during Avelus, they can also shave during Avelus. So there's an equation of the heterim of Chol Moed to the heterim of Avelus. So now the Gemara says, Ha'aser legalech b'moed, aser legalech b'mei Avelu. But if one may not shave on Chol Moed, that same person would not be able to shave on during Avelus as well. So now what's the question here? Now the Gemara says on to Amibayv now, if it's really true that Katan is Bay Pluksa, if there's such a distinction, Pluksa means a chilak here, Rashi is a chilak, a distinction, of before a Chol Moed being born versus being born on Moed itself, in other words, if a child that's born before Yontif, he cannot be shaved or cut his hair on Chol Moed itself, that means it's aser for a child to do the Galech b'Moed, it should be aser for him for shaving during Avelis as well. So again, Iyamris Katan Isbe Pluksa, there's such a distinction by a child. Nim says, Avelis no Hagis Bakatan. That means a child may not have a haircut as an Avel, and that means it's Avelis by a child, by a minor. Vahatanya, but the Braisa clearly states, Mikarin Lakatan Mipne Agmas Nefesh. When there's a child, the Lalenu, sitting Shiva, so then we tear Kriya for such a child, but not because the child is Chayiv in Avelis, rather because when the attendants sees that a child is tearing Kriya, it's a terrible thing to see, it's heart-wrenching to see, and it causes everyone to cry more for the mace, but not because a child is Chayiv in Chinuch, of Avelis, simply to try to get everyone to cry more. But there's no Avelis by a child. But the Bryce above seems to imply that there should be a Velis by a child. In other words, since it's usher to shave the hair of a child, it's usher to shave the hair as an Avel as well. And that means that there's a Velis by a Katan. But this halacha by Kriya says the only reason why I do Kriya of a Katan is because Agmas Nefesh, not because of a Chiv Avelis. So it seems to be a big kasher. So Gemara says no. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Mikatani Ha'asun. Your dig is not correct. It's not true that anyone who's usher, because the Bryce above said, if it's mutter to shave on Chol Moed, it's mutter to shave as an Avel. And we were Madaik, if it's usher to shave during Chol Moed, it's usher as an Avel. And the Gemara says that's not the correct diak. It really should be ha'asurin. If it's usher for a person to shave during Chol Moed, so maybe it should be Dilma Yeshmein usher v'yeshmein mutter. Really what should be, not to say that everyone else is usher in Chol Moed, is usher in Bavelis. No, those who are an usher to shave Chol Moed, some of those people who are usher may not shave as an Avel, but some of them may shave as an Avel, and that's not a complete equation. In other words, even though a child may not shave during Chol Moed, he may shave during Avelis because there is no Avelis by a child. So then the Gemara says, Amemar, these same others say, Rev Shesha, Breid Rev Idi, Masi Hachi, they taught as follows. Amr Shmuel katan motu legalcha b'moed. You could shave the hair of a child during Chol Moed. Loshna nolad b'moed. Loshna nolad meikar. It doesn't make a difference when this newborn was born, whether it's on Chol Moed, whether it's before Yontif. It's all allowed. So Amr Rav Pinchas af ananami tanin. We also learn such a din because kol elu shamu motu legalcha b'moed motu legalcha b'mei avelu. Those who have a heter of shaving during Chol Moed may also shave if the same thing happened during his avelus. Ha asurin if it's asur legalcha b'moed asurin legalcha b'mei avelu. And the iser is the flip side. Now, Iyamas, if it's true that a katan is usher, that a child may not shave during Chol Moed, that would turn out that nimtes avelis nohagis b'katan. By this equation, that would imply that a child may also not shave as an avel, and that implies an avel, a child that's subject to avelis. But Vitanya, the Braisa says, mikarin l'katan mipne agles nefesh, not because of avelis, must be that a child does not celebrate Avelis, does not practice Avelis, so too he does not have an iser of shaving during Chol Moed as well. And Loshna Kodem Amoed, Loshna Amoed itself, a child may do Giluach on Chol Moed. And Amr Vashi responds, how do you know? Mikatani Ha Asurin, who says the mutter b'moed and mutter l'avelus is equal, implying that everyone else is aser. Maybe, like we said above, Dilma, yesh meim aser, v'yesh meim mutter. Maybe some people by avelus are aser, others are mutter. It's not a clear equation, and therefore there's a raya from this case. But either way, there's a machlokas here whether or not a child who's born before Yontif may have his hair shaved on Chol Moed itself. So now the Gemara says as follows. Gemara says halfway down the Amud here, Avel Einu Noig Avelus Beregel, and Avel does not keep Avelus at all during Yontif. There's a machlokas whether or not the Dvarim Shebetina is Noeg B'Yantif or not, but that's Machlokus in the Rishonim, the Poskim. But Stam Avelus certainly is not practiced during the Regel. How do we know? Shenemar, V'Samachta B'Chagecha. There's a mitzvah to be Mesamech Simchas Yantif. V'Avelus Demeikara. Now, if Avelus Meikarahu, so if one was sitting Shiva before Yantif, so now Asi Asei Derabim, the Asei Derabim, the mitzvah of Simchas, the mitzvah of Asei Deraisa, and it's a mitzvah that applies to the entire Tibor, so it's an Asei Derabim, a very strong Asei. It's Dachi Asei Diachid, it knocks off the personal Asei of the Avelis. The Avelis Dahashiv, it's Avelis that happened now. In other words, the Misa took place on Yontif, Lo Asei Asei Diachid, V'Dachi Asei Derabim. The personal Asei of Avelis cannot push off the already pre-existing Asei Derabim of Simchas Yom Tov. So no matter how you slice it, the Asei Derabim of Yom Tov knocks off the Asei of Avelis. So now look at Tos on the top here. Tos asks the interesting question. He says, Asei Diyachid, Mashma Davelis Ika Asei Deraisa. It implies here that the din of Avelis is a din deraisa. Midilo Kamar V'dachi Asei Derabanim, because it should have said that the Asei Deraisa of Simchas Yom Tov is Doche the Asei Dirabanan of Avelis. Since the Gemara didn't say it, it must be that Avelis is a din deraisa. Behind the Kamar Leel, didn't we say on Daf Yud Aleph in this Masechta, Lo mi bai yimei Avelo dirabanan, didn't we say earlier that Avelis is only Nisr midirabanan, not a din deraisa? Says Tosas, Hainu asiyas malacha. No, the particular Nihuge Avelis of not doing malacha as an Avel, that's din dirabanan. But the concept of Avelis, that certainly is deraisa, says Tosos. The Nafkulan me'asmachta me'fachti v'chagechem la'evel, that's referring to Asis Malacha, is a derbanim. About Guf Avelis, that's a deraisa, according to Tosos, and that's why the Gemara didn't have to distinguish between deraisa and derbanim, because Avelis is deraisa, just like Simchas Yom Tov is deraisa. They have to use a different distinction, Rabim versus Yachid. But then Tosos concludes, Mihu nearly, it appears to me in the end, the Simchas HaRegel, Nami Dirabanan, the Simchas Hainu Bishamli Simcha. Nowadays, says Tosos, since Simcha really depends on the Karbanos, and there are no Karbanos anymore, so Simchas Regel is only at best a Dirabanan, so it's actually the Dirabanan of Simchas Yom Tov to the Dirabanan of Velus. So that's why no distinction could have been made, and that's why they have to go Rabin versus Yachid. But in a Hanami, Avelis is only Dirabanan. So the Machlok is here whether Avelis is Deraisa or Dirabanan. So now, furthermore, the Rif writes that some hold that when you hold Avelis is Deraisa, it means all 7 days are Deraisa. The Rif argues and says that only day one is Deraisa, the other days are actually only Dirabanan. So there's really three opinions. One is it's all Dirabanan. One is all 7 is Deraisa, one is day 1 is Deraisa, the other days are only Dirabanan. Now the Ravid has yet a fourth sheet that he holds, a little bit backwards. He says, Shiva is not Deraisa, Shiva is only Dirabanan. But the concept of Shloshim is actually Deraisa, of not shaving and not laundering, that is all din Deraisa according to the Ravid. Even if cuts Shiva still, but it's a Deraisa, that the Deraisa...
Meaning there's no case that Shiva is a Chalimahit, because every time it's a Chalimahit, the Shiva gets cut.
That's fine, but in general, forgetting Chalimahit, in general, is the keeping Avelis considered Deraisa Derabanan?
No, but I'm going further that it cannot be talking on Chalimahit on Shiva, because Yontif cuts, even if it's the person who sniffed an hour before Yontif, it's over.
Yeah, and therefore what?
And therefore there's no case where there's Shiva during Yontif unless the person dies on Yontif.
Yeah, but then what's the point here? Do we say otherwise?
No, I'm saying that as an analysis, you cannot have Shiva on the person died before Yontif and have Shiva during Yontif. This can never happen.
Right. I think Mar said Marcin knocks it off.
It must be talking about Shloshim. When you're talking about not shaving on Chalimoid, if you say you can't shave on Chalimoid if a person dies before Yontif, you have to be talking about Shloshim. Because Shiva can never happen.
Just bring up a separate point.
I understand. Yeah, I'm talking on the case before. It can never happen that somebody dies before Yontif, and you're asked to shave on
Let's talk. I'm a fan. Let's talk. Okay. Tell me after. Okay, fine. So let's go right to now. The Gemara then says halfway down the Amud here. Menu de maushi nugi nida biregel. What's the din? Can a person, should a person be practicing the lachs of nidoy of excommunication on yontiv itself? So Amr of Yosef. Yosef says tashma. Done in dinin nefashos v'dinin makos v'dinin mamaros. Person, do a din Torah on chol moed, whether it's a capital punishment, whether it's monetary, whether it's dinin makos. Now the Gemara says if it's true that you practice dinay nefashos, dinin makos, dinin mamaros on shah and yontiv or chol moed vilo tais dina. If one doesn't listen to the psak din, the result is misham tinale. We send them into excommunication as a nidui. Now v'isak adaitach eino nog nidui b'regel. So mishumas v'asli meikara. If we say there's no practice of shamta on menuda on yantif, and if one was ready mishumat beforehand, asa regel dachile, and regel were to be dochet, hashem shamtinule anan. Now will we now initially create a nidui? In other words, if we're going to allow a din Torah on yantif, that means we have to have the possibility of putting the guy in nidui if he doesn't listen to us. Now, how could that be? If we're going to say that nidui doesn't exist in yantif, how can we have a din Torah? Must be that we do practice nidui on yantif, and therefore you can have a din Torah. If the guy doesn't listen to the din Torah, we're going to place him in nidui. Nidui, therefore, is practiced on yantif. So the Gemara then says, Amar lebai v'dilma liyune b'dinei. Maybe when we say you could done dinei nefashos, dinei makos, dinei mamos, not referring to giving a psak din, it refers to being ma'ayin into din. We could investigate, do a little research, but we're not going to give a psak din because we can't give a nidui if the guy doesn't listen to us. So Gemara says, dilo temahachi, we don't say this. If you think really we give a din, a full din Torah, hachi dinei nefashos dekatani, hachanami dekatlinale. Will we kill a person on yantif? How can you kill a person on yantif? That can't be. So, if we're going to see in this brisa, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, that the day that Dayanim, who give a din nefashos, they give a capital punishment, they don't eat that day. That means they're not going to be celebrating Simchas Yom Tov. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Minayin the Sanhedrin, Shargus and Nefesh, Shein Tomen Kolos Yom. How do we know when the Sanhedrin has to kill someone and have to invoke a capital punishment, they don't taste anything all day? Tamalomer lo sochel ahadam. They don't eat. So if killing is allowed on Yantif, capital punishment is allowed on Yantif, that means they're going to fast. That means they're going to hold back from Simchas Yantif, and that's going to be a violation of the mitzvah saseh of Simchas Yantif. Must be, Ella, they don't give capital punishment, Ella, liyune bedina. All we're doing is investigating into the din, but we're not going to give a psak din. Hachanami, here as well, liyune bedina. We're just going to investigate, do some research on the particular din Torah, and therefore there is no nidui, because since we're not giving a psak din, we're simply doing research, there's no psak din, there's no gemar din, and there's no nidui as well. So Amalei Gemara says, im kein nimtes manis dino. If all you're doing is researching the din, we're not giving a psak din until after yantif's over, that's called inui hadin, that's called delaying the gemar din. The guy who's being judged wants to have a psak din. If you're going to judge him today, give him a psak din today. But to judge him today and to give him a psak din a week later, that's called inui hadin. That's not allowed. So Gemara says, you're right. Really what happens is Asa Mitzafra, they come, Bezdin comes together in the morning. Umayna Medina, and then they look into the Din Torah, what the Psak is. But they don't get Psak yet. Vayil, they go in, V'achli, they have Shasu, they eat and drink a little bit, Kul Yoma, the whole day, they enjoy Simchas Yom Tov. V'hadir, Asu, B'shkiyat Chama, then they come back before Shkia, and Gamrina and Ledina, they do a Gemar Din, V'kalu, then they kill him, so the Isser of killing is only once they give a Gemar Din, the Isser of eating rather. Once they've given a Gemar Din, they can't eat from that point on. But prior to the Gemar Din, they're allowed to eat as much as they want. So that would be the Seder Hayom on Yantif. Again, they just get together, they look into the Din Torah, they wouldn't give a Gemar Din, so that would be holding. The Inui HaDin is only if you wait overnight to give a Gemar Din. They eat and drink the whole day, enjoy some Chaz Yantif. Then before Shkia, they give a Gemar Din. Ah, you can't eat anymore, but that's fine because they already ate beforehand. And then they kill the guy on Yantif. And since they give a Gemar Din, we can prove, not proof here, but at least it's an approach to understanding the Gemar here. And since Gemar Din would be allowed, and Din Nefashah would be allowed, then Nidui would be allowed as well. And that would answer the question that Nidui should be acceptable. So it's not a riot, just saying we can interpret this Brisa in two directions. There's no proof from this particular Gemara. Now, Tosa asks a very interesting question. Gemara's whole concern here was Simchas Yantif, holding back from eating. Isn't there a greater concern of killing someone in Yantif? Isn't there a malach involved in killing someone? Simchas Yantif, they have to eat. But you're going to kill a guy. You're going to murder someone in Yantif. How is that allowed? So Tosa asks the question, Mimne Misimchas Yantif. Hiksha Batosa Rabbi Nachanam. Heichi Kashalei. How they ask the question, Da Mimne Misimchas Yantif. Mechi Vashtia. V'guf hariga du malacha lo chashinam. They're only concerned of the dayanim not eating and drinking. But they're not concerned of a malacha of killing someone in yantif. Now, killing someone's allowed because it's a heter of dina nefashas. But still, a malacha involved is a much more serious offense than not eating and drinking. So it says, tells us, v'nir li, mida asir rachmana havaris bas karin bishabbos michal dibimori chari. There's an iser based on the Gemara in Shabbos. You cannot burn a bas kohen who is mezana. You can't burn on Shabbos, implying it's aser on Shabbos, but on chol hamoed it's mutter. Inami came in she mitzvah letzach yamtiv krinabe. No, since it's for a mitzvah, the tzach mitzvah, it's called the letzach yamtiv, and therefore there's a heter to do malacha if it's considered the tzach hamoed. Those are two different answers of Tosos. The now Gemara says further, last eight narrow lines of the page. So Amar Bai Tashma. Umenuda shi'atir l'chachamim. So Menuda, who the Chacham permitted, is allowed to shave and launder clothing on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara said, what's the Raya here? So we see clearly that only if the Chacham were matir him is he allowed to shave. But if they were not matir him, he has to practice all the different halachas. So, I misread that. Rashi says, look at Tashma. Menuda shi'atir l'chachamim. Kasakadai tech the Havamina here. I give you the answer. This is the Havamina. Hitiru l'chol menuda. The sound like from the Mishnah. All menudas are allowed. All chachamim gave a heter to all menudas not to practice nidui b'regel de'ein nidui hanag b'regel. That's the initial thought. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, mikatani shi'atiru chachamim. That chachamim permitted them? No, it means shi'atiru lo chachamim. A particular example, when Chachamim permitted this guy, then he's out to shave. But there wasn't a blanket heter to all menudas. The Azil Paisi Labaldina. It's a case where the guy who was in Nidui, the menuda, went and appeased the guy who we insulted or whoever the fight was with. And then Vasa Kamidirban went to the rabbis and said, listen, I made a peace with the guy, Vishalo. Then they let him off the hook and he's able to shave. But there was not a blanket heter. And we see from this that the Nidui is, in fact, practiced during Chol HaMoed. So that move on to the next case. The Gemara says, "Mitzora mao shiyanhiga teraso berega." If a mitzora, if he's still teras during a rega, does he have to practice all the lachas of teras during a chol hamoed? So the Gemara then says that Rashi says what the case here is: shiyanig teraso shlo yavo el toch hamachne v'ligalech. Is he stuck outside of the camps and is he not allowed to shave even during chol hamoed? What's the din? So Gemara says, Amar Bai says Tashma, Va'nazir Va'mitzora Mutumaso L'Taraso, that the only heter of a Nazir and a Mitzora to shave is only when they left the state of Tuma and entered into the state of Tara. Habi Mei Tumaso, if he's still in the state of Tuma, no, he has to keep the halachas of Taras, which means he stays outside the camp and he can't shave the hair. So it's a clear diak from our Mishnah. So Gemara says, no. Lo mi bai kamar. Needless to say, type of comment. What does that mean? A type of statement. Lo mi bai bimei Tumaso D'Lanoik. So needless to say that a guy, a Mitzora, who's still been made Tumaso, he certainly has to still continue his practice. He does not practice halachas. He can come back into the machna, even though he's Tameh. Aval Tarasa, a guy who's Tahor, Nigzer, maybe we should keep him outside still. Why? Nigzer, Shema Yishei Karbonoso, maybe he's going to delay the bringing of the Karbon. Kamashim are not concerned. What does that even mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says that Habi mei Tumasa noeg terasa beregel nigzar shloyeh migalech memori. We should not allow the mitzora who went from Tumah l'Tara. We should not allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed. Why? The chayven de gilach tzarich lavi karbon. He needs to bring a karbon when he shaves his hair when he completes his teras. V'shema misha karbonosava al yomtiv achron umakriven v'asal hakriva karbonos. We're concerned somehow, says Rashi, that the guy might delay bringing the carbon to the very last day. And the last day is going to be Yom Tov, and he can't bring it at that point. And so we say, you know, listen, with the Havamina is, maybe he shouldn't be able to bring any carbon at all. He should practice halachas of Taras during Chol HaMoed, which he doesn't want to do. And it says the only way to get back into the Machana is by you bring a carbon before Yom Tov, because we're choshesh that if he was able to be within the machna during Chol HaMoed, you know, he'll push off, I'll bring the carbon the next day, end up trying to bring it the last day of Yom Tov, which he's not allowed to bring it, and he's going to delay the bringing of the carbon, which we don't want to happen. So therefore we say, you know what? Maybe we should say it shouldn't be brought during Chol HaMoed at all. This way it guarantees it brings it before Yom Tov. Kamashman, we're not concerned with that happening. We know that the Mitzar wants to leave the state of Tumah, and we let him stay in the Machna, even though he hadn't yet brought his carbon. We let him be in the Machna. There's no real chashash that's happening, and hopefully he'll bring the carbon sometime in Chol HaMoed. He won't push it off until the Yom Tov Achor. And then the Gemara says, last few lines of the Amud here, Amar Rava says, Tashma, Hatzarua, the rabbi's Kohen Gadol. Hatzarua, that even a Kohen Gadol could be subject to the lachas of Taras. So the Gemara then says that v'ha kain gadol l'chal shana k'regel l'chul ya'amadami. But the kain gadol, his whole life, the whole year, is like a regel for him. And we still see that a kain gadol could be a mitzara, even though it's a yantif for him. So it must be, then, that teras is practiced on yantif. The Mishnah says, kain gadol makriv onen. A kain gadol, although he's an onen, can be makriv karbanos. Veino ocha, but he can't eat while in the state of aninus. Shama mishmamina, we learn from it, noega teras obregal shmamina. We can learn a conclusive raya that there is a halachas of teras during the regal. Look at Rashi quickly. Rashi writes here, actually, we can skip that Rashi here. Oh, we'll skip that. Oh, fine. Either way, we see from here the conclusion of the Gemara here is that just like a Kohen Gadol whose life is like a regel, he's a noeg teras, so to a stam person, he practices the halachas of teras on Chol Moed itself. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We went through the Mishnah talking about a whole list of people who can shave when they return on Chol Moed, and people who could loan their clothing when coming back to Chol Moed. The reason why they can't shave during Chol Moed is because we want to make sure that they shave beforehand, we don't want to look at all disheveled when they come into Yontif, so we guarantee that by not shaving during Chol Moed, they'll shave before him. We spoke about the case, the person who lost Naveda Erev Regel, whether he could shave or not, and sound like the Gemara says he can't shave because lo plug, but an Uman who lost his Aveda Erev Yontif, where it's a little bit more public than the stam person, there we had was a Suffolk, we ended up in the Teku. We then said the case that everyone, if a person went to Medinas Hayam to go Lasha, to go see the world, that person who returns cannot shave. If he went to get the Mizonos, that everyone agrees he can shave, but he went to Harvacha to add to his savings. That's Machlok, because Behuda says he cannot shave. Chum said the person can shave. A child, we said, a child, a kid, Machlok is whether he, if he was born on Yontif, Chol Moed, he certainly can shave. If he was born Erev Yontif, we had a Machlok, whether he could shave during Chol Moed or not Chol Moed. We had a discussion that a Katan, that we tear Kriya for a Katan, but not because he's Chayv Naveis, simply because great Agbas Nefesh, but a child is actually Pater from the Lachas Bavelis. Then we said an Avel does not practice any Avelis during Yontif because the mitzvah Aseh the Rabbim of Simchas Yontif is Doche, the mitzvah Aseh the Yachid of Avelis. And then we said Nidwe, whether he practices halachas of Nidwe on Regel, we had a kind of back and forth machlokes, it wasn't really conclusive. And then lastly, we spoke about a Mitzara, whether or not Mitzara practices Taras and Regel, and we concluded from the Kohen Gadol that Taras is practiced during the Yontif. Okay, great to be back, and everyone have a wonderful day.